carries. Agreement for ballistic helmets. Emergency purchase number 20-056. Sheriff.
This is what we postponed due to
14 versus 11?
Yes. So when we go back and look at the bid, when we thought that...
Are they still the cheapest?
No. I pulled the bid papers if you... this was original.
I guess
that was on 11, and we bought 14.
But what about these? Are these on 14?
14.
We know that for a fact, those are on 14?
That's what I was told by our first engineer. If you look over here is what we saw. This is the way they... And the gentleman that brought it to us, right? And he said that they're getting extra stuff with ours, but they're charging for it. This was their helmet.
37. How many is the total?
Even now. Even, see, this is moving it to 37. It is still higher. You see what I mean?
Because it's asking for an additional 26. So 26 plus the 14, or is it 26 plus the 11? 26 plus 11 is the 37.
And that amount is still greater than the original. The difference is what was discussed is they have a 10-year warranty and the other had a 5-year warranty. And this is something I wanted to ask. Do we have the ballistic helmets? Have we had any now? And what is the lifespan?
We asked that. Didn't they say that they had samples sent to us?
Yeah, but he had samples sent to us. But my question is, have we had any now to know how long they last? Mm-hmm. So does it make a difference to pay that difference between the warranty on a helmet? I don't know if we could call her. Is the next item what the sheriff is going to be on? Could we speak to him if we're calling him?
We have set up a monitoring agreement for Western Fire Protection. Is there anybody here to speak on that? And then it's... Oh, okay.
If we have questions, do we want to move it down to when we have the other discussion, when he'll be on the phone, or?
We can. I'm reading the bottom paragraph of our attorney's letter.
Okay. He wanted to do the others under, like, an emergency. And where it says we awarded the bid. Did we award the bid? I didn't know we did. I thought we tabled it.
No, we awarded the bid. We just didn't agree to it.
Okay.
The following week we had the agreement. We didn't sign that.
Okay.
Because the agreement said 11 whenever we thought we were bidding.
14. Okay.
So do you want to table this until we discuss it with the sheriff?
Well, we'll be discussing in a few minutes, so it would not be holding it up at all.
Mm-hmm. So So move to table agreement for ballistic helmets and emergency purchase to right before discussion of drive-through election.
Did you?
I made a motion.
Okay, second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Setup and monitoring agreement, number 20-033, Roden Bridge.
Did we used to have a phone line in there and we got rid of it?
No, we still have the phone line. The system we had before was so outdated. We're just updating the security system.
Right, but they're changing our monthly fee.
We had to go with a different option on my mobile. I can monitor it as far as if it's been armed, disarmed, they left the window open, etc. It added like $10 more a month, but also the other point of contacts have that on their phone also.
Explain exactly what is it that they do.
It's an alarm we have on the scale house.
Okay.
For like after hours. It has been broke into different times in the past, and we do keep money in the safe.
I think the word fire protection threw me.
That's just the name of their company. Mm-hmm.
So before, if a window had been left open or something, we had no way of knowing it?
The system we had, the new system we do, yes. I can look on my phone right now and tell you if there's a door open or a window.
Well, I think they also put a cellular transmitter in there so that if the phone lines are cut, it still sends out a
correct
signal. That's the main. And then with that cellular transmitter, you get the technology of everything else. Move to approve the updated setup and monitoring agreement by and between Taney County and Western States Fire Protection.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Court orders.
We just had one before you, abatement number 205939. This is the
mule barn.
We just simply forgot to get it removed from the taxes and for 2019.
He went in and paid it last year and didn't realize it?
No, it hadn't been paid.
It's not a refund? Okay.
You guys want to label this Exhibit A?
Exhibit A.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated June
8th,
2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donald.
to discussion of drive-through election. I have, but let me get. Do we want to put him on the phone? You got these. Let me see if I got it.
Can we take care of the?
You take that out first.
Do what?
Could be good too.
I have a code, but I've never used it.
Oh.
Press the number after you do your code. I think.
Why is it on hold? I don't know. It says resume.
Gives you a sign and then you put it in.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
I did. I dialed 9 and then 411, 417, the rest of the number.
That's what I've been doing, but it won't.
Do you have to dial the 1? I don't think you have to dial the 1.
For a landline, you would.
It's not long distance. You have to. It's a 546.
It's 546.
See? There you have it.
There, okay. That must be it.
You can say, I use my cell phone. I don't know that I've ever used my office phone.
So I guess you do 9 and then just 546.
Or
417-546. Yeah. 8360.
No, you don't have to use long distance code.
I guess you don't. Yeah.
Hello,
Jimmy. This is Mike Schofield. We're in our commission meeting. We'd like to back up to on our agenda and talk about the agreement for the ballistic helmets and the emergency purchase, number 20.
Okay.
Hey, Sheriff. You're familiar with the fact that we bid out for 14 and then they came back with 11?
Yes. I didn't realize it until, didn't catch the number until we came back in for the approval on bids.
Did all of those bids bid at 14 or did they bid at 11?
I think the hard hit veterans was the only one to bid 11 as far as I know.